mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Watson from the United Kingdom will be on with us in 30 minutes. We've got a ton of news about eugenics programs, forced sterilization of the American people, now hitting ABC News, old news here, a lot of news on the Iraq War, the economy, Star Wars, the release of that coming up and how it ties into the real world, mirrors what real empires do. Right now we're honored to have Congressman Tom Tancredo. And you can check out his website at tancredo.house.gov. Tancredo is TANCREDO.house.gov. We have a link to his House website at Infowars.com. He is the chairman of the Congressional Immigration Caucus. He's wildly popular in his state because the majority of Americans want to control the borders and defend our sovereignty and our jobs. We had J.D. Hayworth on Friday, another congressman, a member of his caucus. The Border Patrol ordered to stand down to make the Minutemen look bad. Here to talk about this and many other immigration issues is the congressman. Congressman, thank you so much for spending time in your busy schedule to join us.
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Just out of the gates, what did you think when you first heard, it's now confirmed, 12 Border Patrol have gone public, as well as the union, that they were ordered to stand down?
Yeah, not surprised. Not surprised. But mostly, I guess it's because I've been around this issue now for so long that hardly anything surprises me. But I think that you have to really consider how this kind of thing happens and understand that it is not the decision of one man, in this case, Michael Nisman. He's the one that sent the order down, and he's the one that whose head should roll. He should, in fact, be fired. There's no two ways about that in my mind. But he probably won't be. And one reason he won't be is because what he's doing is actually enforcing an unwritten policy of this administration. This comes from the top. If the President of the United States had actually determined at any point in time that we are going to truly defend our borders, I assure you that message would get passed down the line. But it's the opposite message that gets delivered. And hence, you've got people like Nicely trying their best to accommodate what they know to be the position taken by the leadership in their organization and eventually by the President of the United States. Now, I'm a Republican, and I've been one all of my life, and I've supported the President. And on many issues, of course, I think he is right on. But on this one, he is so far off base that it's pitiful.
Well, it's called treason, and I know you won't probably go that far, but saying we're going to be attacked any minute by terrorists, give up all our liberties, take national ID cards, but by the way, we're going to have the border wide open. I had the head of the Border Patrol Union on last year. I'm not getting back on. And he said back then, there's an unwritten rule to turn our eyes. We're told we can look one direction on the road, but not the other. We see illegals walking by.
That's right.
Been in the news. You've been here and covered that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is treason to say we're under threat of attack and then order the Border Patrol to stand down.
Yeah, it's incredible. And I have for years I have been saying that, I've got some big problems in this Congress trying to get anything accomplished. One is the Democratic Party that sees massive immigration, both legal and illegal, as a source of voters. The other problem I have is the Republican Party that sees that same phenomena as a source of cheap labor. And then the third is the President. That wants to make a niche issue out of this. And I used to be able to say that prior to his second election. But now, of course, you can't really blame it on just the politics of it.
Well, it's wildly unpopular to do to begin with, so I don't buy that. This is the policy of the corporate interest that won a Pan-American Union.
Yes, you are right. I absolutely agree with you that there is only one conclusion to which you can come at this point in time, and that is there is a plan, a desperate attempt to eliminate borders because of a view of the world in which certainly I do not share.
Congressman, stay there. One more segment with us. I want to recap what you've just said. Very profound. We'll be back with the Honorable Congressman Tom Tancredo.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we have Congressman Tom Tancredo. He is the chairman of the Immigration Reform Caucus. In major polls, 80-plus percent of Americans, including the vast majority of Hispanics, want to control our borders, want to have national sovereignty. People know it's bad for our economy. NAFTA and GATT and CAFTA and now the FTAA are expanding. Very bad for everybody, including Mexico, but good for the globalists who want to centralize control and use slave labor to leverage out their competition to create worldwide monopolies. And again, I've had the Border Patrol president on, and he told us a year ago that they've been ordered to stand down in many areas, that they're told to keep their arrests down, their apprehensions down, of smugglers, drug dealers, human traffickers. I mean, it is a nightmare. Federal officers being killed routinely and wounded, vehicles being shot up, just happened again in Texas last Friday, the same day the Washington Times broke the news that the Border Patrol in Arizona was told to stand down because tens of thousands of illegals bottlenecked during the month that 1,000 volunteers sat there in lawn chairs calling the Border Patrol every time they saw illegal aliens. They had to put on a show for a month, so they were told, so we don't get higher numbers pouring across, that showing up on the radar screen, don't arrest these people, which is total treason. We're told terrorists are about to attack us any minute. Give up all your rights, America, to stop them. But then the president is ordering his minions to do this. And Tom Tancredo, in the last segment that a lot of stations don't carry, said, and I want him to repeat that in his own words, that Bush has been reelected. It was never a popular issue, like he claimed it was politics. Now he's been reelected, and he's pedal to the metal amnesty. And he's working with the Democrats to do that, and a lot of Republicans as well. So you were saying, Congressman, that this Border Patrol minion chief needs to be fired. I say Aguilar needs to be fired, too, but you're saying that's not going to happen. So please recap, blow by blow, what we're facing. Then I want to get into CAFTA and FTAA.
All right. We can get mad at Mr. Nicely, who is the fellow who supposedly sent this order down.
And what is his position, sir?
He is head of ICE, Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement. He has a responsibility that is placed there. I mean, he is a it's true he's a member of the bureaucracy, but what I'm telling you is that what's happening inside Homeland Security is a reflection of the direction that the president sets. We can't just blame Mr. Nicely. This is, I guarantee you, that this is not his unilateral
decision.
Well,
this is the policy. I mean, Bush tells the Border Patrol to spend 4 hours a day picking up trash.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell them they can't look north or south. They can only look west or east when they're on the border.
Yeah, they got it's called being on the X. There is an actual big X painted on the asphalt where they're to park their car, park
and the
their
coyotes,
vehicle,
and the coyotes have those maps.
That's right. Well, I mean, you could look right at him. You can just see him and say, "Well, he's parked there. I'm going to go right next to him." And he's not supposed to be able to do anything about the fact that he actually sees an illegal alien crossing the border. He's got to stay where he is in that car.
So this is the policy.
Yeah, this is the policy.
And you're saying this guy should be fired.
Oh, absolutely he should be fired. He won't be fired because he's really following the dictates of this administration.
Well, that's
you're
what
not
you
going
do.
To fire somebody for doing what the president wants him to do. You know, and that's what he's doing. I'm sorry, I said Mr. Nicely is head of ICE. He's actually the head of the Tucson sector of the Border Patrol.
Yes, yeah. I mean, obviously, and we've got Aguilar over the whole thing.
Right.
So let's please restate what you said. This is so important. From everything you've looked at, why is the government doing this?
Because the president is like his father. He is an internationalist. There is an absolute plan. I know this, you know, gets into the black helicopter stuff, but I will tell you that there is a commitment to bring the North and South American continents together in a way that would reflect the European Union.
Well, right, they're building the NAFTA superhighway, and I watched Bush in 2001 up in Canada, and they said Pan-American Union.
Listen, what about just a few months ago when Bush and Paul Martin and Fox met? There was a summit of the three leaders of those countries.
We're having the Bi-Congress down in Mexico?
Here's what happened. Subsequent to that meeting, a working group was formed, the purpose of which, as stated, publicly stated, was to work out the problems that exist that presently prevent an integration of the economies of those three countries. And, by the way, work out the problems that exist to creating a common perimeter.
And a common currency. The Canadian papers
oh, sure.
are full of it. They're
sure.
horrified at giving up their sovereignty. Mexico loves it. It's all over Mexican papers, all over Canadian papers.
Not
you tell
here,
the average
no.
American this, Congressman, that you know well, you're in the middle of it, and they tell you black helicopters.
Yeah, that's right. And so the fact is that if you are committed to this, quote, integrated economy for Mexico, the United States, and Canada, and beyond that, eventually, free trade of the Americas, which will be and also South America, then all of the attempts we make here to secure our borders are antithetical to that goal. And that's why they find themselves in this incredibly perplexing situation of having the American public, 80% demanding borders, while simultaneously they are committing themselves to treaties and trade arrangements that abandon them.
They are simultaneously tearing down the castle walls while telling us they're doing something to keep us safe.
They have to go to bed every single night and thank God that we did not have an event that day perpetrated by someone who's come across these borders, and that we've been able to actually stop quite a number.
Well, a third of our prisoners are illegal aliens in the western states.
Oh,
so already the terror events are being committed.
Yeah, well, that's true. But, you know, I still say that, and I've said this before.
You're talking about somebody going into school and killing 100 people.
Sure. The President of the United States has a very difficult time, all of us do, uttering the words, I'm wrong, or I was wrong. That's hard, you know? And people in public life, that's almost a, you know, I don't know if I've ever heard it, actually, but it hardly ever comes out. And the President is certainly not inclined, he's not inclined from a personality standpoint, nor from a political standpoint, to ever say a thing like that. But
well, America's...
I would say if he, you know, it's a lot easier, Mr. President, to say right now you were wrong than it is to eventually have to say after the bomb goes off, after the biological or chemical weapon goes off. It's a lot easier to say I was wrong now than it is to have to say then I'm sorry.
Well, the White House has been running around, as you know, Congressman, being in a near border state, Colorado. They've been running around for a year and a half saying Al-Qaeda plans to come across the southern border and kill everybody in a public school.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I came back from, I was in Russia, I went to Beslan, which is a place where there was a terrorist attack, and Al-Qaeda, or a terrorist fundamentalist Islamic attack, I should say, on a little school in Beslan. Do you remember that?
Yes.
This was last year, and because my district includes Columbine High School, I had some compassion and some empathy for what happened there. At the time, I didn't know the extent of the actual damage that had been done. But I got on a plane, my wife and I. We went to Russia. I went to Beslan. I brought with them all kinds of messages from the kids at Columbine High School and from the community. When I got there, it became apparent just exactly how incredible the attack was. I was driving from the airport in an armored vehicle trying to get to the school in a town of 25,000 people, by the way. And as we passed the graveyard, they were digging 600 graves. 600 graves in a town of 25,000. It was a terrorist attack planned on this little community because it would be, of course, essentially undefended, and it would strike terror into the hearts of the community. It was fundamentalist Islamic terrorists who did it from Chechnya. I got back from that event. I got back home. I opened the portfolio I had in front of me to see the week's events that I had accumulated. And there on the front, on the top of the stack, was a memo that, from Homeland Security saying that they had identified 25 Chechens who had entered the country illegally. They'd found them, some communications from them somewhere in Mexico and then communications somewhere in Arizona. So they know they came into the country. They came in illegally. Then below that was a memo from the Department of Education and Homeland Security to every single school in America saying, we anticipate an attack on a school. Please identify be wary of the following. And then it went through a list.
And Congressman, let me just add this here, but this is so important. Now, Homeland Security is putting these reports out. They're saying it's a threat. And meanwhile, in the very sector where most of this is happening,
yeah,
where they're saying, stand down. Now,
yeah.
Folks, that shows they could care less, or they're willing to have this happen in America, and of course take all of our rights when it happens, the border will still stay open.
Yeah.
This is absolutely unbelievable.
It is incredible, isn't it? Like I tell you, though, every single day here, something happens that I have uttered those words.
So you've
this
said it. This
incredible.
Is the policy is to get rid of our borders under CAFTA that is the bridge to the FTAA. And I know you're very busy, sir, but I wanted to get in with you to the FTAA. You said you just left a meeting a few minutes before you got here and learned some of the things. Is there any way to keep you 6-7 more minutes?
You bet. But that's about all I can do.
Okay, we got a short little break. We'll come back for just a couple minutes on the other side tell us what was in this meeting. And we appreciate you joining us so much, sir. Your website is tancredo.house.gov. Tancredo spelled TANCREDO.house.gov. And the American people want it. It's in the Constitution. But we can't have our borders controlled. And Bush wants total amnesty. Along with the Democrats. Now, it's time for conservatives to stop putting up with this garbage. It's worse than garbage. You know what it is. We'll be right back with the congressman who's on a deadline. We appreciate it.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids and really nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into
our final segment with the congressman staying late with us. We really appreciate it. Imagine putting out the terror alerts. Oh, that we know Chechens came across. They're going to slaughter a school. 600 dead in Russia. And then meanwhile, Border Patrol, stand down. And then they're told, X-ing, as the congressman said, where they can look one direction but not the other and have to watch illegals go by. I mean, this is the official policy. But boy, the cop's going to pull you over in Iowa or Texas or you know, in the middle of nowhere, Arizona, and North Arizona, and I'm going to search your car. It happens to everybody. Well, things changed after 9/11. The feds are paying for checkpoints everywhere. It's a joke. Congressman, getting back into the free trade area of the Americas, and anything else on the situation with how dangerous this is with the border?
Yeah, well, there, as you probably know, there is an attempt by the administration to bring forward the next iteration of NAFTA, which is called CAFTA, which is the Central American Free Trade Agreement. That will be followed eventually by the Free Trade of the Americas. All of these things will be, they are on deck. Now, there is a great deal of opposition developing here, more so than I've ever seen before, to implementation of these arrangements, but they're going to push them as hard as they possibly can.
They might tag them onto a general spending bill. I mean, it's like in 93, 94 with the NAFTA.
That's exactly right. And I've never seen the administration so, they haven't put this much pressure on people since that other debacle called the Medicare / prescription drug bill.
Now tell
people how intent they are.
You just came from a meeting.
Yes, I did. I just came from a meeting with four other members of Congress, in which we had three experts from various legal branches around here that had given us a wealth of information about CAFTA and about some of the problems inherent in it, not the least of which is the fact that the adjudication of any problem would go not to an American court, but to a tribunal established under CAFTA. And that tribunal's decision, by the way, not an American court, but this tribunal, the decision of the tribunal based upon whatever kinds of information provided, would be binding on us, even if it were to require American taxpayers to pay damages, let's say.
So it's basically like the WTO and the EU.
Oh, yes, it is, but it makes it even, and, you know, they give an example of what happened. This actually is a case occurred, believe this or not, under NAFTA. There was a Canadian firm that was like a huge mortuary firm. You know, they had lots and lots of them. And they came into the United States, and they did a lot of things that were against the law. They violated the United States law. They put a couple of a lot of mortuaries out of business, and were sued in the United States. They were found guilty in a court in Mississippi. They not only appealed that ruling, but then they in turn sued us and were awarded $600 million by this other court, by this tribunal. Now,
okay, so we're talking about globalization. You were trying to get into how you were pressured when I interrupted you. How are they pressuring?
Oh, brother. Well, it's just called lobbying. You know, they stand there's for every time you walk across the street to vote, there are three or four guys from the White House. They're standing there, at the, you know, down at the bottom of the stairs, pigeonholing members, asking them to come over and talk to you about CAFTA. And then they will go to the leadership, the Speaker of the House. The Speaker will call you in. The Majority Leader calls you in. You may get a call from the President. Once this thing actually gets to the floor, or as it approaches that, you will get a call from the President of the United States if you're still wavering.
Now, I want people to understand, no more borders. They're already building the giant NAFTA highway right outside Austin. Everything will come through. It's a total joke. Merging our militaries, merging our law enforcement, merging the databases. All of this is merging our Social Security. It's already happening, is it not, Congressman?
It is absolutely happening. And I know, you know, there's a tendency for people to hear this kind of thing and discount it because it's, too bizarre, too dramatic, but it's the fact.
And then meanwhile, the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down. Is anybody going to get in trouble for this? I mean, I know Bush ordered it, but at least if this section chief gets fired, others will be scared to engage in treason.
Nicely is not going to get fired because he's doing what the administration wants.
He'll probably end up being Border Patrol chief someday.
That's exactly right. He is fulfilling his responsibility as he sees it under this administration. And so, no, he's not going to get fired.
Congressman, unbelievable. Is there any pressure we can put on people?
Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee you, you're the great megaphone that we all need around here to let people know what the concerns are. Have them do what they've been doing. Call, because it is changing things.
And you're about to go on the floor and unveil some new legislation.
Yes, I'm going to go on the floor in just a few hours.
Thank you, Congressman. Thank you so much.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In the 1950s, the European Union came out and said, the banking interest behind it, Bilderberg Group, said, these documents have all been made public in the British archives, been in the BBC. The people of Europe will not take giving up their sovereignty and their currencies and their freedoms. So what we're going to do is we're going to call it an economic community and claim it's going to be good financially. But really, we're going to set up a government where there's no juries, no freedoms, no due process, no private property rights unless you're a select elite that controls the government and basically feeds on the public. And now what's happened? 50 years later, you've got the EU. They're arresting people for criticizing the government. They're arresting people for saying the word homosexual. I mean, major reporters. You're not even allowed to say that word. They're arresting people that criticize Nazis. They're arresting people who are Nazis. Oh, yes. You put the Pope's head on a Nazi, which he was a Nazi, and they come and arrest you. You are a Nazi, which I say you have the right to be a Nazi. Or, you know, white supremacists, they come arrest you. You're an American who's a white supremacist who writes a book saying 2 million Jews died, not 6 million. They come over and arrest you. Now, whether 10 billion Jews or 5 Jews died, the number's under 6 million, it doesn't matter. It's wrong to kill people. Hitler did target Jews. The point is, is that you take somebody's free speech, everybody loses it. Whether you agree or disagree with those views. I mean, we've had people arrested in America for books they've written that have made it to Germany, and then they come and arrest you. I guess Germany could come arrest me because from the historical evidence I've seen, it was under 6 million Jews. Now, I think Hitler was horrible. I'm criticized by people for that. But I guess I'm evil. And by the way, that whole 6 million number started because at Auschwitz, the Russians put up 6 million. It was originally at that one camp, they claim. Of course, only about 1 million people ever went through it. So then they had to say, oh, no, it was 400,000 here, 500,000 here. And then, well, you said 6 million. Oh, no, we mean everywhere. So, again, they're discrediting the whole thing. And Hitler did do those bad things because they want to keep telling that lie. But you're a historian, and you say that it was more like a couple million. And again, what does it matter? A couple million, 6 million. Kill five people or 1 million people. It's wrong. And they arrest historians like Ernst Zundel. I'm getting sidetracked. The point here is, and he's up in Canada, about to be extradited. The point here is this is what the EU, how it was set up. Oh, you criticize Muslims, you're being arrested. Oh, you criticize Muslims, criticize people for their religion. We're going to arrest the Muslims. Paul Watson lives over there under this, where Scotland Yard has its hate crimes unit that arrest hundreds a night sometimes in their raids. BBC headline, hundreds arrested in nighttime raid for what they said, why a neighbor heard them call an Arab a mean term. Or British farmers fined £3,000 because they called French strawberries crap. That was a headline. Farmers bought an ad and said, our strawberries are delicious and wonderful, and theirs are crap. I mean, big deal. Oh, that's xenophobic. You're just white people talking about white people. Well, it wasn't a racial issue. It was, hey, our stuff's better than yours. Buy our strawberries. Oh, no, you said our produce is better. Oh, giant fines. We'll arrest you next time. I mean, folks, this is what's going on. And that's the Pan-American Union. That's what they're doing. We'll be under international law. And you heard Tom Tancredo talking about that, and our border standing down, and all this is going on. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, ladies and gentlemen. And to do a correction, they have ordered an arrest of the indie media site owners, but since they live in Brazil, it's kind of hard for them to do, but they're going to Brazilian courts now saying you're not allowed to put the Pope's head on a Nazi. You see how that works, left? You take people's rights to say that Jews didn't die or this many died because it sounds reasonable. Well, then now you lose your rights. See, this is happening everywhere, and it's happening in America. There was the one case we interviewed the fellow. The black man attacked the white woman at the football game. He was the coach. She was a photographer. Started screaming slangs at the whites. The white husband said something back to the black guy. He gets arrested. She gets fired. You see, the physical assault wasn't bad. It's admitted he was choking her with the strap of her camera, throwing a fit because he lost the game. That's okay. But don't you say that N-word. And it's okay. See, this is where it's all going, folks. Where you go to a Bush protest, and there's 500 Bush supporters, and one guy has a sign saying, I love John Kerry. Boom, arrested. And the court rules, hey, it's selectively enforced. We can do what we want when we want, but the border's going to stay wide open. And you got to give all your rights up. Paul, I'm ranting and raving here, but you live in what's now being absorbed into Europe. Am I exaggerating here?
Well, no, you're not. And the thing that galls me about the hate speech within the EU, where people are labeled Nazis if they question, you know, how many Jews died, even the Chinese government admits that Mao killed 30 million people in the famine, the so-called Great Leap Forward, and then a further 10 million in the Cultural Revolution, the purges, the political enemies of the government. And yet, in the center of my city where I live, they can open a restaurant called Mao's Restaurant, where all the waiters wear pretty little pictures of Chairman Mao on their uniforms, and the decor is kitted out in pictures of Mao.
They have one of those in Denver, very popular, 4-star restaurant. And here in Austin, my wife worked there in college, a popular toy store. She went in to buy some toys a few months ago, didn't buy anything, by the way, and there was an entire section of Soviet leaders, and it was communist propaganda, how great they are. These are the equivalent of selling little Hitler dolls.
Well,
and my wife said, you know, Mao killed 50 million people. You're saying 40, but conservatively, you're right, 40 million. Again, we're not lessening it by saying it's 40 instead of 50. No one really knows. The Chinese government says that, yes, 30 million died in one of their forcing people off the land into the compact cities for control to redistribute wealth. But you're absolutely right, Paul. And and she said, you know, that's offensive. And the lady said, well, a lot of us like Mao. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's just the cultural ignorance. You know, if I opened a restaurant called Hitler's with swastikas on the outside and, you know, the staff dressed in Waffen-SS uniforms, would people go in that restaurant? No, but the cultural ignorance is to the level where the newspaper review in the local paper can read, he may have been a brutal dictator that killed tens of millions of people, but the food tastes great. And the liberal trendies go in there, and it's, you know, the most popular restaurant newly opened in the center of the town.
You mean there was actually a newspaper review that said that?
Yes.
Did you post that?
Telegraph. No, but I can dig it out.
Oh, absolutely. And then merge it with the one out of Denver my wife did.
Yeah, they've actually got a website now as well.
Well, Paul, get that up and then see how sick that is. He may have killed millions, but so what? It's delicious food. Well, you ought to start Hitler's then.
It just shows the cultural ignorance.
Oh, it is. I'm so sick of it. But continue, Paul. Sorry.
So, yeah, I mean, it ties into the hate speech with the EU, where they arrest people who question the amount of millions of Jews that died. So, again, it's a double standard. It's just identifying a political enemy and clamping down on it. I mean, you had the man, Robert Page, was it on the show, the former presenter of the BBC program, saying that in a speech, farmers deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. Scotland Yard were called, and he was arrested.
And this is a guy who had a 10-year top TV show. He gives a speech, not even bashing those groups, saying, we deserve the same rights. And the head of Scotland Yard Diversity Unit, you're right, it's not hate crimes, it's Diversity Unit, going from memory, you have this posted, said, that you're not allowed to use that word, but selectively, they decide. The word in the medical handbook is illegal. I don't think people get this, Paul, how serious. But listen, you heard the congressman. We're going to be under all these same rules under CAFTA and the Free Trade Area of the Americas. We're going into the American Union. It's all over Mexican and Canadian papers. We've been posting it. The Canadians are panicking. The Mexican government loves it. Their people hate it. And the average American sucking their thumb will laugh at us, Paul.
Well, exactly.
Were the British 10 years ago laughing about the EU? Were they still denying it existed?
Yeah, they were. And the only,
idiots.
The only, basically the last vestige before total EU takeover is the British pound, because it was Tony Blair's mandate to sacrifice the British pound and bring in Britain under the single European
currency. I've seen it. You have the same propaganda where the EU exists, we're taking your rights, but if you say the EU exists, it doesn't exist, and you're crazy.
Yeah, that's right. And across Europe, in places like Germany and France, the economies are just collapsing since they introduced the single European currency. And I mean,
but the bankers are centralizing control.
Exactly, and it's all in store for you as well with the Americo dollar, whatever they want to call it.
And, you know, the day those are issued, I'll get all these calls going, you were right, you were right. We're talking 4 or 5 years away, boys and girls.
And, of course, it will all be voluntary at first. They'll phase it in alongside the dollar.
But they'll make it to where that's worth something and the dollar's worth nothing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did in several European countries. They phase it in, get people acclimatized to it, and then it totally takes over, single currency. And, I mean, that's what Bilderberg planned at their very first meeting. The BBC uncovered the documents which said we want a single European currency to dovetail with this free trade bloc.
And that was 1954.
That's right. And then, you know, the BBC can report again last year that anybody who talks about Bilderberg is in with McVeigh and Bin Laden, when their own colleagues had previously reported that.
Well, I've been attacked by the New York Times. It doesn't exist. while CNN's running reports about how it's for world government, but that's good.
Yeah, and they did kind of spin it by saying that Bilderberg themselves see themselves as a world government conspiracy, as do the conspiracy theorists, but it's all a big laugh. That was basically the spin. And that in reality, even though they've got the power to make this policy, such as the single European currency, and it happens, and yet they haven't got any power, so it's double think again.
Well, it's unbelievable, and they're arresting protesters over there here. They're doing it here selectively. Our police are being taught torture tactics on protesters. We've got video. I mean, it is classical tyranny, Paul. Let's get into Newsweek, and then I want to get into eugenics in this country, new admissions of hundreds of thousands being forcibly sterilized viciously here secretly by our government. How could hundreds of thousands be secretly sterilized? Why, we'd learn of it. Nothing that evil could be kept secret. Balderdash, folks. Stuff that makes that look tame is going on right now. We're warning you. Will you face it? Do you love this country? Do you love England? Do you love your own sovereign nations listening on all seven continents right now? Yes, we even have listeners in Antarctica. I want to say hi to McMurtle Weather Station. Paul, let's get into Newsweek. Very sophisticated propaganda.
Well, isn't it rich that we're going to be hearing about this retraction for weeks, and yet there's no retraction when they say they captured Mr. Al-Qaeda number 3, and it turns out to be a nobody with a similar name spelt differently. In every major newspaper, where's the retraction on that? Which I need to get into in depth on that later. And, yeah, this Newsweek is basically, it's a government PR campaign in the same way they leaked the Bush AWOL story and set that straw man up to knock it down. So they pick a minutia that's false and then use it to try and discredit the whole argument.
Actually, the book did not go down the toilet. It was just in the toilet. And I knew they'd do that, and actually heard a national host saying that yesterday. 2 weeks ago, we had one of the chief interrogators, U.S. Army, he quit and said, we're doing all of this. We have all the people being released saying this. We have the government admitting they're doing a lot of this. We have hundreds of articles. But then Newsweek, it's your fault. There were all these riots, Newsweek. You're traitors.
Well, yeah, it's the attempt at reaffirming these kind of stereotypes that keep people locked in the same looping.
Well, what they do is retract real stories, and they'll have one of their shills retract a real story, and people go, oh, no, that's retracted.
Exactly. And the first stereotype is, you know, that our troops would never mistreat prisoners as a matter of course. And if it does happen, it's just a few bad apples. And, of course, that's what Abu Ghraib was all about. They knew the story was going to come out. And believe me, it's a lot worse than anything we saw. Those second set of photographs were never released. Only the congressmen and senators saw them. So they knew it was going to come out, and they had to get ahead of the story and steam valve it, which is, you know, how they managed to spin raping children and torturing people to death into putting pillowcases on people's heads and embarrassing them.
The Army's own report says all the things you just mentioned. Raping people with battery acid, all of this. But, again, you're absolutely right, Paul. Well, it's the same thing with Bush and the National Guard documents. We have all the documents, the official documents. It's all admitted he's AWOL. So they create false documents with a fake system written in another year on purpose and release it to discredit.
Yeah, and, you know, more than half of Americans would believe that Bush never went AWOL. He was a stand-up military guy and he was the perfect man to lead the global war on terror.
I've heard him say on national news he was a fighter pilot in Vietnam. No, I'm serious.
Same thing with Abu Ghraib. At least half or more of Americans would still think that it was all about putting pillowcases on people's heads. Again, it reaffirms the stereotype of a liberal media bias that hates America and, you know, lies about the war to try and make America look bad. Therefore, the war must be good.
But under, did you add this in the info page you built? Because I didn't have a chance to look at all of it this morning. It was so lengthy. P2OG, 3 years old, $6 billion a year, to go out and abuse Arabs, to enrage them, to make them fight more, to widen conflicts and to keep conflicts going. That's why they release it. Folks, they're releasing these prisoners who all go tell these stories. It's done by design to create outrage, Paul.
Yeah, I've got the quote from the Asia Times. Rumsfeld's P2OG program would launch secret operations aimed at stimulating reactions among terrorists and states possessing weapons of mass destruction, meaning it would prod terrorist cells into action, thus exposing them to quick response attacks by U.S. forces.
By killing their family members.
Exactly. And, again, the real evidence of this kind of desecration of the Muslim religion to then enrage the Arabs is published in European newspapers on a weekly basis, almost. So the Muslims see this, and, you know, it further radicalizes them, militarizes them to rise up against what they see as the great Satan. When you can go back during the Soviet occupation of Afghanistan, and the textbooks were given out by the U.S. government, and they were radical. They sought to radicalize them in the first place.
Well, they said that back in the 50s and 60s as a, quote, counterbalance against the communists. Put the radical Muslims in, don't have secular states. Paul, stay there. We'll continue with this and then get into the eugenics. And take your calls in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231, prisonplanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I'm the dictator. Hey, find that dictator quote online. I know it's on my website, John, running the show, but find it, the Bush dictator quote, and I want to play that for people. A lot of folks doubt he even said that. Yeah, he said it twice, once on CNN and then once in a press conference. But he's our leader, our good Christian leader. Paul, before we get more into this Newsweek piece of propaganda and then the eugenics and the economy and all of it and the calls in the next hour, tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv and all the things that we offer there on the site now into its, what, 13th or 14th month of operation?
Well, it's the backbone of the website. It's everything that we put out for free, which is obviously the vast majority of what we put out, is the foundation of it, is PrisonPlanet.tv. It's 15 cents a day. If you subscribe for a year, you get the equivalent of 3 months totally free if you subscribe for a year. My book, Alex's book, every single one of Alex's documentary films, and we're in the process of going back to his old films, offering them in new formats. That's going to be taking place in the next few weeks. Alex Jones' weekly report every week from his TV show, and all the best audio interviews from the Alex Jones Show, other ebooks as well. So it's for $5.95 a month. There's nothing out there like it that I've seen.
Yeah, most of the services just to listen to a radio show are about twice that amount of money. And we've been authorized to post dozens of other great films as well, Paul.
Yeah, we've got Daniel Hopsicker's film, we've got George Humphrey's film about 9/11, Eric Hoffschmidt's film, basically dozens of those now as well, different films about different issues from different political perspectives. You know, we've got left-wing films like Outfoxed, ones made on the right, like Brainwashing 101 about liberal bias in universities. So from every different perspective, we've got high-quality films on them available for the members to watch and download. And you can also download the MP3s of the interviews and burn them and share them.
Yeah, a lot of the best radio interviews, like that Tom Tancredo interview, will be there on the site. And PrisonPlanet.tv, folks, or call toll-free to get a hard copy of any of my films or the other films I carry or my new film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Find out who really runs the New World Order. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to Infowars.com to get a hard copy of the films. You can watch lengthy clips of all the films there for free as well. Decide which ones you want to order, so Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Paul, anything else on this, quote, Newsweek retraction? They don't really even say what they're retracting. I mean, any other comments on that before we end the shower?
Yeah, I mean, another goal is it discredits any previous stories that were similar to this story, even though they're, you know, 100% factual. Dozens of internees from Guantanamo have gone public with the evidence of, you know, how they use this disgrace of their religion as a means of interrogation. We've got articles linked on that on the website. And, of course, how they use prostitutes to do acts which we can't even talk about on a family-orientated show, but they've been in major newspapers. You can read about them. And then, you know, people like Rick Barkas, who was called too nice because he refused to engage in this desecration of the religion or torture and was fired for doing so. And that's BBC.
And he was the head of the camp.
Yeah, he was the head of the camp.
And what he said is, "I'll have to resign if you don't stop this." And they said, "Fine, you're gone."
Yeah, and any future stories that come out that are similar, discredit
them. We just
them
had
also
a top interrogator quit and say all this. Alberto Gonzalez's own memos say they're doing this. Huh. I mean, come on. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us.